Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify
the Lord
with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord
with me.
His name
together.
Man didn't make this day. made and we will rejoice. No matter what we may be going through today, no matter how the enemy may be on our back, no matter how the enemy will come in like a flood, but God, we thank God that he will lift up a standard. We thank God today that he is still in control. We thank God because he does have all power in his hand, and he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask and above all that we think. So just get ready for the word of God this morning. Just get ready to be blessed of the Lord. Just get ready that your faith can go to that next level in him. Thank you, God, for his word says, his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. I thank God for that lamp this morning. I thank God for that light this morning that we can be able to follow after him, that we will know where to go and what to do and how to live this life so that we can live again. So we're getting ready to go before the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for all that you have done. We give you glory, honor. We magnify your name. We thank the Lord God because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. There is none above you. There is none like you. So, Father, we just want to say today, we want to celebrate you. We want to give you thanks. We want to glorify your name because you are our Lord. You are our rock. Father, you are our shield. You are our high tower. You are our deliverer. And today we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being God. Thank you for giving us a way out of darkness into this marvelous light. So we say thank you and we glorify your name. God, those that are not saved today, yes, we got to save, deliver, make free those that need, encourage their heart, those that they need their faith, God, to see where it is. Lord, take them higher today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast of Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we're going to be coming from the Word of God. We're not coming from any type of newspaper, any type of magazine. We are coming from the Word of God today. So why don't you listen as we get ready to speak forth the truth. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you have your Bible, why not open it up? And why don't you follow after me so that you can be able to see that I'm speaking truth to you on today. All right, we're going to begin at the 7th chapter of Mark, and we're going to begin at that 24th verse. And it reads, "And from these, and from there he arose, and went unto the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter." In other words, he knew. She knew that God was going to be able to cast the devil out of her daughter. She seen the symptoms. She seen the signs. She seen how weird her daughter was acting. She knew that this was not something that a normal person, how they would react. She knew that her daughter had a demon. She couldn't cast the demon out of her. It seems like people around her could not cast this demon out of her daughter. But she, the Word of God tells us that she heard about Jesus. She heard of him. And because she heard of him and she knew that Jesus was able to bring deliverance out of her daughter, cause her daughter to be delivered, she wanted Jesus to cast this devil out. So she knew that her daughter had this unclean spirit. And when she came to the master, when she came to Jesus, she came and she fell at his feet. In other words, she came humble before him. She came not demanding him to cast this devil out of her daughter, cast this unclean spirit out of her daughter. She came because she had heard. You know, it's an amazing thing, and I thank God that when we can hear the Word of God, that our faith will move into another level in him. Our faith will increase. We can increase our faith when we build our faith, when we begin to read the Word of God, when we begin to hear the Word of God. In other words, this woman, she had heard about Jesus. And I'm quite sure she had heard of the miracles of the things that he did. Otherwise, why would she go to him? She went because she knew that Jesus was the one, the Holy One, that was able to cast this unclean spirit out of her daughter. So she came, the Word of God tells us, and fell at his feet. She felt so humble. She felt like, you know, Jesus, I come before you. I need you to do this thing. She was letting him know how humble she was. The woman was, the Word of God tells us that this woman was a Greek. She was a Syrophoenician of our nation. And she besought him. She begged him that he would cast for the devil out of a daughter. It's a miserable thing. It's a hurting thing. It's a painful thing to see your child. Oh, my God. No matter what age that they may be. But to see your child with an unclean spirit. To see your child that has this demonic spirit inside of them, and you can't do anything about it. You don't know how to get this child delivered. You know, you may have taken this child to the doctor. Well, but there are certain things that the doctor do. But as you know, the doctor practiced medicine. I thank God that we have so many fine professional doctors, and they know how to do so many things. But many of them don't know. They're not in the casting out devils business. They don't know how to get your son and your daughter. They don't know how to cast demons out of them. They don't know how to cast unclean spirits out of them. So no matter how much you pay to a physician in order to get something done to your daughter, your son, or your neighbor, your friend, or your cousin, your niece, well, they need an encounter with the Most High God. They need a person, a Christian, a believer that knows how to cast out demons and devils. The Word of God tells us, if you go back and you begin to read the Word of God, when the Word of God tells us so plainly, and if we look in Mark, the 16th chapter, and that 15th verse of Mark, we see there that the Word of God says, 17 and 18. I believe I just want to share this with you this morning before we go and talk, as we're talking about the woman, that daughter has that demonic spirit, that unclean spirit. But here the word of God says, and this is the back of what I'm saying to you today. And he said unto them, he's talking to the disciples, to go you, and he's talking to us believers, he said, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, not some creature, not to the black, not just to the black, not just to the white, not just to other cultures, but he said to preach the word, the gospel to every creature. And the word says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And then he says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Now he is talking about the believers. He's talking about those believers, no matter how much education that you have and how knowledgeable you may be about certain things. If you don't believe and you don't have the word of God abiding deep down in you, and you're not walking according to God's righteousness, which is the righteousness of God by faith, then you're not going to be able to cast out any devils because you don't believe. But the word of God say, in my name shall, not in Mary's name, not in Cynthia's name, not in Teddy Jean's name, not in MacArthur's name, but it says, and not in Larry's name, but it says, in the name of Jesus. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. These are the signs of the belief. They shall cast out devils. And they shall, and then in that 18th verse, and it says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hand upon the sick, and they shall recover. And we thank God that God have given us the word of God. And it let us know that we can do many courageous things in the name of Jesus if we just believe on him. And he's not telling and tempting us to go and pick up snakes. As a matter of fact, I need to tell you that. But it tells us that we are protected. Remember when even Paul, when he, in the book of Acts, how he picked up this thing where they thought that he was going to swell up and die. He didn't. God protected him. But we're not supposed to tempt God and begin to do things like picking up serpents in our hand unless God tells us to do so. But the word of God, it says what it says. And it said, because it said it would not hurt us. So, therefore, it also says that we shall lay hand upon the sick and they shall recover. Now, that's what Mark says. That's what Mark, the 16th chapter, and that 15th verse, that's what the word of God says to us, that you can believe God's word, 15, 16, and 18. And when we go back to the word of God in that 7th chapter, it let us know that the woman came because she wanted Jesus to cast out this devil. And I was telling you before that there are many people that can do many things, but there, even at that day, and there weren't apparently people around her that believed God, that was able to cast out these demons and devils. So that child, or that young woman, or whatever age she was in that condition. She stayed there. I mean, when we think about it, when we have because we are believers, and because we have faith in God, And because we're supposed to have faith in God, and we don't use our faith, and people around us, they are staying sick, they're decrepit, they ill, they have infirmities in their body, they have cancer, they have leukemia, they are going through many things in their lives when they have people around them, believers all around them that need to believe God the more and stand on God's word. The word of God let us know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So it's time for us to believe the word of God. So here we see in the book of Mark, in that 26th verse again, I would like to read that. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him, talking about Jesus, that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled. Let the children first be satisfied. Or it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. The children, those that belong to me, those that believe of my word, those that are walking according to God's word. And she and I want you to hear this woman, what this woman, how she was conversing, how she was communicating with the Lord Jesus. This woman had faith. You know what she said? She answered and said to him, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs, come on, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's bread, even if you're a dog. In other words, she wasn't a dog. But she said to him, she said, as she was saying, if a crumb fall off the table that was meant for the children, but meant for the believer, if the crumb fell off of a table, the dog was going to eat the bread that fell from the table. It would be cast to the dog. The dog's going to eat it. They're going to eat it if it fell from the table. The person that's sitting at the table, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to pick it up and eat it. But because of the bread was good when it was on the table. And we're considering the bread is good to the one that's going to eat the bread, whether they're on the table, on the floor or not, because that person, that dog, is they need the bread. We need, though we are sinners, saved by the grace of God. Before you were saved, you needed the bread of life. You needed God to cleanse you. You need God's word to be manifested in your life. So here in the word of God, it said, he said, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. And Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, but it's not meet, it's not good to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dog. And she answered and said to him, yeah, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's bread. They eat the leftovers. And he said to her, but this saying, go your way. The devil, that demon that's been tormenting your daughter, that demon that been calling your daughter to act unseemly, that demon that has been using your daughter, that demon that is invading her body, that demon that has caused her for all this time to be tormented, is gone out of your daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out of her daughter and lay upon the bed. Instead of her daughter in that place in the house, lying on the floor and squirming and crying out. This woman, this daughter was at peace. She was laying on her bed. And then when we began to look, I'm talking about the power of God. This time in, on the Hour of Power, we're talking about the power of God. We want to show you the power of God so that you will be strengthened, that you will be built up, that you know the same God that works and miracles in the lives of others, he is able to use you to work miracles and by signs and wonders in the lives of other people. So here we see that this girl, she was delivered of the demonic spirit of a demonic spirit that she was had encountered. When a mother went home, she found this girl at peace. She was lying on her bed. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's think about all the people you know that have a demon. How many people you know have an unclean spirit? Come on. Come on. Let's bring it down where it is this morning. How many people do you know act crazy? Come on. How many of those people are that we know and we've heard even on the news how demonic spirit and how the insane spirit have used many of them to take lives from people. We as people of God, we need to begin to pray and to intercede. We need to be able to pray and intercede and cast out demons and cast out devils. Why? Because the word of God say we can do so. Because the word says that we can. Because remember what I said in Mark, the 15th chapter, he said, these signs, in the 16th chapter, these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. So we have to know that the sign of believer, the sign is for a healing and deliverance is for the believers, those that believe God's word. People can be delivered. They don't have to act the way that they act. They don't have to be the way that they are. Those that are sick, they don't have to remain sick, crippled. They don't have to do that. Why? Because we're going to believe God's word. Why? Because we're going to stand on the word of God. And after this woman, after the demon was cast out of this woman's daughter, and the word of God says in a 32nd verse, and they bring to him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And the word let us know that they begged, they wanted Jesus to heal this other person. This man was person with deep, an impediment of speech, could speak very well. And in that 33rd verse, it says, and he took him aside from the multitude. Come on. You know, sometimes Jesus does that because, you know, there's a lot of unbelievers. You work around unbelievers, and they're thinking, you know, he's not going to do it, and she's not going to get this done, and I know this is not going to happen. And, you know, sometimes you got to get around people when you get ready to do the word of God. When you begin, sometimes you have to do that because you got an unbeliever. The word of God tells us that he took him aside from the multitude, because of the multitude of people, and put his fingers unto his ear. And he spat and touched his tongue. And he looked up to heaven, he sighed, and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. See, these are the things that, I mean, we can learn how Jesus did it, and if it worked for Jesus, it's going to work for us. I mean, this is, and the Lord says, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. I'm not telling you to go spit on the ground, and I'm not telling you to touch anybody's tongue after you spit on the ground, unless God has told you to do so. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you what Jesus did, how he had spat on the ground. How he had spit and touched his tongue. Come on. And he looked up to heaven and he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, which means be open. And not the next day, not the next hour, not the next 30 minutes, but immediately the word of God says his ears were open. That means that he could hear, and the strain of his tongue was loose, and he spoke plain, wherein that he had problems speaking before, he was able to speak. Where he had a problem hearing, he was able to hear. Again, there is nothing too hard for God. And in that 36th verse, he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he has done all things well. He both made the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Now, we have to believe God. If we want to go higher, if we want to increase in faith, and we don't want to stay in the same condition, and we don't want to be stagnated in our walk with Christ, I mean, we're going to have to seek the face of God. We're going to have to allow the Lord Jesus to fill our faith. So what are you saying to me, Dr. McCoy? I'm saying to you, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So how much a word are you hearing? How much a word are you reading? How's your faith? How in the world are you going to increase in your faith? How in the world are you going to believe God if you don't know his word and you don't believe his word? We say we want to do greater things. We say, God, use me. Well, it's time for us to seek the face of God. The word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, he said, then will I hear from heaven. He said that he would forgive the sin, and he said that he would heal the land. The land need healing. People need to be forgiven for their sin. They need to repent. They need a turnaround. They need to be built up. They need to know that God, that he is God. You know, they've seen so many things in this world. The world has so many things that they think that they have, that they need and they gotta have. Until many people, they are looking at man instead of looking at God. They're looking at the things that God has made and the wisdom that God has given these people to do these things. Instead of putting their faith and confidence in God, I mean, they are putting their faith and confidence in things that are not going to save them. So today on this broadcast, on the Our Power broadcast, we want you to hear the word of God, and we want you to believe it. Now, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. If you are not saved, you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want you to just say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. come into my heart. Save me. I want to be saved. I want to spend eternity with you. I want you to be Lord and Savior in my life. Lord, I choose this day to serve you. I choose this day to be your disciple, your follower. I choose this day for a closer walk with you, to know you in the heights and the depth of your word. Lord God, save me. Father God, do it even now. And I thank you and I praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe when Peter was walking on the water and he was about, and he failed, and he was, as long as he had faith, he was all right. But then he thought about his surroundings, about all that water, how deep it was, how it was roaring, and he was beginning to sink. And he said, oh, Lord, save me. It's just that quick. And God saved him. He saved him from being drowned. He saved him from dying. And God wants to save you from drowning, drowning in sin, drowning in your transgression. He wants to save you. So if you say that prayer with us this morning and you believe God, I want you to know that God has saved you. He cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember it no more. Hey, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. All things become new. Now it's time for you to get to work. It's time for you to read your Bible. It's time for you to hear the word of God. It's time for you to act on the word of God. Read it and believe it and go forth. And what you learn, just like you're going to school, you know, you have to apply yourself. Do it. And watch you prosper. Watch you bring forth. We thank you this morning for, again, joining us on the Hour of Power broadcast. We'd like you, invite you to join us on this coming Friday at the very same time. May God bless and keep you as our prayer. May God bless you in your going in and your coming out. May you prosper in all that you do, in Jesus' name. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy at the Hour of Power broadcast. Be blessed.